Deconstruction may be the most popular and controversial clinical term since psychoanalysis. The general definition of deconstruction has come to mean a critical dismantling of traditional modes of thought. Jacques Derrida was the father of deconstruction, and his death at age 74 earlier this month rekindled the controversy surrounding his radical ideas. If you listen to our program with regularity, and I certainly hope that you do, then you know that for our regular commentator, Cornel West, the more radical the idea, the better. Dr. West joins us now with his thoughts on the passing of Jacques Derrida. Cornel West, nice to talk to you as always.
Always a blessing, my brother.
Now, I'm the first to admit, this is some heady stuff. I even have trouble pronouncing the brother's name correctly. So help me understand more about him and more about his concept of deconstruction.
Well, Jacques Derrida was one of the most important philosophical minds in the latter part of the 20th century. And I think it's very important to say that because I think the New York Times obituary was an intellectual disgrace in terms of not really conveying the depths of what he had to say. Deconstruction is a form of skepticism. It's a way of trying to show that there's always going to be a certain element that cannot be accounted for within a philosophical system. So you have to assume and presuppose something that cannot be accounted for within one's own supposedly coherent and consistent argument or within one's own coherent and consistent system. So he's trying to show that there's always going to be a fundamental tension in any attempt to put forward a rational argument. This is a species of skepticism that goes all the way back to Socratic orientation. It goes back to Sextus Empiricus. It goes back to David Hume, to find a skeptical mind in the English language. And he presented a skepticism at a particular moment when Europe was undergoing its own self-doubt. Jacques Derrida was born a colonial subject. He was born in Algeria. He's an African. He's also a Jewish brother. So he dealt with anti-Semitic France, which was then colonizing Algeria at the time. He moves from Algeria as a colonial subject and a Jew into Paris, which is a metropole, imperial Paris, and with his skeptical orientation was able to call into question various hierarchies that justified and legitimated colonial rule. In that regard, they had some political implications that's worth talking about.
His skeptical orientation, better known as deconstruction, though respectfully, did come up against some harsh criticism.
Absolutely, because skepticism is a threat, especially to those who want to preserve a certain status quo, to those who want to preserve a certain kind of a hierarchical view of the world, be it in regard to canon, be it in regard to political power. Jacques Derrida, ironically, was also a Democrat, small d, which meant that when he wrote essays on Nelson Mandela, when he wrote essays critical of American imperialism, when he wrote essays critical of anti-Semitism, and this is a very important point to make because he's been associated with a certain kind of rationalization of Paul de Man and others who themselves in their past were tied to anti-Semitism. But Jacques Derrida was radically against anti-Semitism. He saw that as another ideology that was creating hierarchical relations, in this case between Gentiles and Jews. And so in that regard, he opened up very new possibilities, and I think with a breath of fresh air in philosophical discourse.
I think you started to hit up on it just now, but I'm fascinated as I listen to you. I want to hear more about the politics of his deconstruction notion.
Well, it's important to keep in mind that Jacques Derrida is very different than many of his followers. It's very much like Marx saying, I am not a Marxist. It's like Jesus saying, I'm not a Christian. He's a founder of a movement, but those disciples tended to bastardize and oftentimes flattened out what he was doing. So there's a sense in which he was not a deconstructivist in any narrow sense. He was part of a Western philosophical tradition that was concerned about trying to show that in the end there is a mystery, there's an ineffability of truth, and therefore we had to make certain leaps of faith. He said at the very end of his life, I have tried to remain true to Kierkegaard. Now, Kierkegaard was a Danish Christian thinker. Jacques Derrida was not a Christian, but he was deeply religious. He was fundamentally tied to what he called justice. Justice is a kind of a priori motivation for deconstruction, to keep a limelight on the least of these in the biblical sense, a limelight on those who had been viewed as marginal, those who had been viewed as other, those who had been viewed as subordinate. And that impulse is shot through his work.
Dr. West, you always make me stretch. Cornel West is a professor of religion at Princeton and the author of the New York Times best-selling Democracy Matters, the follow-up to his best-selling Race Matters. As always, Dr. West, delight to talk to you, sir.
Always a blessing, my brother.